好，弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，早晨我们可以一同聚在他跟前。
We're thankful that before the Lord we can gather before him again.
这个西雅图地区啊，这个烟雾啊刚刚开始过去，我们可以呼吸到新鲜空气。
And as the smoke finally departs from the Pacific Northwest, we can finally have a breath of fresh air.
啊，我们也很希望这个瘟疫啊，这个疫情啊，有一天能过去。
And our hope, of course, is that the pandemic one day, be concluded.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹呢，大家就可以重新在会所里面一同聚集见面，有交通。
And that brothers and sisters can, we can gather in person and have fellowship in person again.
我想我们开头的时候，我们还是一个简短的祷告。
I'd like to begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
早晨我们可以一同聚在你自己的跟前。
That this morning we can gather before you.
我们知道你与我们同在。
And we know that you are with us.
你从来也没有离开过我们。
You have never, left our side.
你昼夜看顾你自己的百姓。
Day and night you're watching over your people.
并且你按时分粮供应我们。
And you are also supplying our every need.
所以我们相信今天早晨你要对我们的心说话。
So Lord, we trust that this morning you will speak to our hearts again.
我们求你安静我们的心。
May you quiet our hearts.
也开通我们的耳朵。
And open up our ears.
让我们真正能听见你的声音。
So we can truly hear your voice.
我们愿意把说话的、翻译的、听话的都交在你的恩手中。
We offer you to theoffer you the speaking, the translating, and the hearing of your word.
求你用厚厚的膏油来涂抹我们。
May you anoint us with your holy oil.
让我们真是从心灵的深处今天早晨能把敬拜归给你。
So that from the depths of our being, we can give you our worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
May we hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen.好，我们开头呢，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开《使徒行传》第三章。
Please turn with me to the Book of Acts, Chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章第二十六节。
Acts Chapter 3, Verse 26.
这里说，神既兴起他的仆人，中文呢，你看那个有小的刮胡说，或作儿子。就先差他到你们这里来赐福给你们叫你们个人回转离开罪恶。
For you first, God raised up his servant, and take note that there's a footnote, the word servant can also be translated to son, and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways.
这里有一个希腊字它就念作 pais,
There's a Greek word that describes, the word servant here, is, pais.
也可以翻作是仆人，也可以翻作是儿子。
And this word pais can mean has two meanings, servant and son.
然后我们再看，使徒行传二十二章。
Then let's turn to Acts 22.
第八节
Acts 22 verse 8、
我只读一句话就是主啊你是谁
And I will just read one phrase which is Lord who are you
在第十节里说
And in verse 10
主啊我当做什么
What shall I do Lord
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看罗马书
Then let's turn to the book of Romans
罗马书第十一章
Romans 11
第三十三节
Verse 33
罗马书第十一章第三十三节
Romans 11:33
身在神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的脚中何其难寻
Oh the depths of the riches both of wisdom and knowledge of God how unsearchableare his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
然后我们看哥林多前书第一章
Then let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章第三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
然后第二章，哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第七节和第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权位的人，有权有位的人，没有一个知道的。他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory.The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
然后我们请看创世纪第十七章。
Next, let's look at Genesis chapter
17.
17.
十七章第一节。亚伯拉罕年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
然后我们看新约希伯来书。
Next, let's turn to the New Testament in Hebrews.
第一章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 3.
No, 1.
Oh, chapter 1.
Verse 3. 第一章第三节。
Hebrews 1, verse 3.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
最后我们请看腓立比书第三章二十一节。
And lastly, let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
21.
Verse 21.
腓立比书三章二十一节。
Philippians 3:21.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
我们刚刚读到啊，在新约圣经里面有一个希腊字叫做 pais.
Now, we just read in the New Testament that there's a Greek word called pais.
啊，那么这个字呢，可以翻作是仆人，也可以翻作是儿子。
And this Greek word has two definitions, servant and son.
我们看见这个字正好用在主耶稣的身上。
And we can see that this word was used to describe the Lord Jesus.
他是神的儿子，他也是神的仆人。
He is the son of God, he is the servant of God.
那么我们上次曾经说过
And last time we already mentioned,
我们作为基督徒我们要明白我们有两个重要的身份
As a Christian, we have two important identities.
一方面我们是儿子
On one hand, we are his sons.
另外一方面我们是仆人
And secondly, we are his servants.
那么主耶稣呢是一个标准
And the standard is the Lord Jesus.
所以神要使我们每一个人每一个蒙恩的基督徒都成为他的儿子成为他的仆人
So God wants all of his children to be his sons as well as his servants
当然作为儿子神是指望我们能够长大成人
As a son his desire is that we would mature
让我们能够成熟
that we would grow up
那么呢作为仆人
As a servant
神希望我们能做一个好仆人。
His desire is that we would be a good servant.
我们都知道今天呢， 我们已经来到末后的时代。
We know that we are already in the end times now.
很快神的国度就要降临。
And very soon the kingdom of God will come.
我们所有神的儿女们都要回家了。
And all of God's children will return home.
当然作为父亲神欢迎他所有的儿女回家。
Of course, as a father, he welcomes all children to return.
但是圣经还提醒我们。
But the Bible still reminds us.
神也希望我们作为一个好仆人回家。
He desires that we return as good servants.
让我们能成为一个好仆人能够回到神的跟前。
That we can be good servants as we return before the Lord.
我们都知道主耶稣他以神的儿子在地上成了神的仆人。
And we know that the Lord Jesus came into the world as a servant of God.
当然他是神最好的仆人。
Of course, he is the best servant of God.
所以他是一个标准。
So he is the goal and the standard.
那么神就要所有蒙恩得救神的儿女们都能够以他为标准。
So God wants all of his born again children to be like Jesus.
作为一个好仆人。
To be a good servant.
所以我们知道作为儿女作为神的儿子回家是一定受神的欢迎的。
So as a son, as a child of God, when we return to God, of course we will be welcomed.
但是圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
不是每一个人都能作为好仆人被神欢迎回家。
Not everyone will be the good servant who returns to the Father.
但是神希望我们能成为好仆人。
But God's hope is that we would all be good servants.
所以呢，我们上一次我们就讲过。
So last time we already spoke on this.
主耶稣是一个标准。
Jesus is our standard.
但在新约时代中间呢，使徒保罗呢，是好仆人的一个榜样。
But in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul was a good example for us as a good servant.
所以我们可以从使徒保罗身上来看如何能成为一个好的仆人。
So we can see from the life of the Apostle Paul how we can be a good servant.
那么保罗在蒙召的时候
That when Paul was called,
在大马士的路上他问了两个问题。
On the road to Damascus, he asked two questions.
这两个问题
These two questions,
对于做仆人的人来讲是非常重要。
To a servant, these two questions are extremely important.
他第一个就是问说主啊你是谁
The first question he asked was,Who art thou, Lord?
第二个问题说主啊我当做什么
The second question he asked was, Lord, what shall I do?
这两个问题同一个问题就说你作为一个仆人的人你要认识你的主人
The first question he asked speaks to the fact that as a servant you have to recognize that you have a master.
啊，那么你不仅认识主人你要认识主人所要做的事情
And not only do you recognize that you have the master and who he is, but you also need to know what his desires are.
我们说过全本圣经就是启示这两个问题
And the entire Bible reveals these two questions.
启示神和神的旨意
It reveals God and his will.
所以我们今天要作为一个好的仆人。
Today, for us to be a good servant,
我们必须知道仆人是有主人的。
We have to know that as a servant, we have a master.
而我们最重要的一件事情就先认识你的主人。
And the first thing is we have to recognize who the master is.
所以今天我们要常常问自己。
So today we need to continually ask ourselves,
谁是我们的主人?
Who is my master?
我们真的认识他吗?
Do I really know my master?
我们知道你能不能做一个好仆人?
In order to be a good servant,
跟你对主人的认识有非常重要的关系。
Depends on how well you know your master.
从旧约圣经到新约圣经
From the Old Testament to the New Testament,
我们看见所有的好仆人都是认识主人的
All the good servants were ones who knew and recognized the master.
所以你认不认识你的主人跟你的侍奉有非常密切的关系
And our recognizing of who the master is will directly relate to how we serve.
所以上一次我们已经讲过了
So last time we already mentioned,
我们的主人
our master,
他有很多的特征的
that he has many characteristics.
啊，上次因为时间的缘故我们只讲了一个点
And because of time, last time we only spoke on one character.
我们讲到我们的主人是非常的伟大
We spoke on the characteristic of our master's characteristic of being great.
你必须认识他的伟大
And we have to recognize that he is great.
地上的任何人事物 都不能够与他的伟大。
There is nothing and no one in this world that can compare to the greatness of our
Master. 所以在侍奉神的人眼中
So in the eyes of the servant,
就神是伟大。
Only God is great.
所以这个上次我们讲过了。
So last time we already talked about this.
那么今天早晨呢
This morning,
我们要再讲两个点。
I want to bring up two more characteristics.
第一个就是你要认识主人的智慧。
The first one is we have to recognize our master's wisdom.
第二个，你要认识主人的能力，他的全能。
And secondly, we have to recognize that he is all powerful.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细地读圣经
，Brothers and sisters, if we read the Bible in detail,
我们就能够明白圣经启示我们的神是有智慧的神。
Then we will recognize and know that God is a God of wisdom.
他的智慧是绝对的完全，绝对的完美。
And his wisdom is complete and perfect.
所以我们称他为全智 all wisdom.
And so we proclaim him as the one who is omniscient, one who is all wise.
我们可以从神的创造里面可以看见。
In his creation, we can see this.
他的智慧是何等的广大。
His wisdom is immense.
这个宇宙的创造充满神的智慧。
Creation contains all of the wisdom of God.
啊，那么，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道他的完美的智慧不仅显在他的。所有的造物上面。
And not only does his perfect wisdom, is manifested in creation.
他的智慧更显在他荣耀的旨意上面。
But his perfect wisdom is more evident in his perfect will.
神用他完全的智慧，那么定出了一个没有瑕无瑕无疵的旨意。
And with his perfect wisdom, he has his perfect will.
所以他的旨意一定永定。
And his perfect will for sure be accomplished.
无需要更改。
And nothing will be changed.
所以保罗蒙恩得救之后呢
？So when the apostle Paul was saved,
他就知道没有人可以做神的谋士。
That no one could be the advisor to God or the
神。在他的计划中，他的目的中，他已经做得非常的完美。
That God in his wisdom already planned out his will perfectly.
所以今天我们侍奉主啊。
So today when we serve God,
我们不能去更动神的旨意。
We cannot change the will of God.
虽然时代改变了。
Although the times and the circumstances
但是神的旨意。永远不改变。
But the will of God will never change.
他完全不需要任何的修改。
His will does not need any adjustment or any change.
也不需要任何人给他出主意。
And he doesn't need to have the advice of anyone.
并且圣经告诉我们，因为他这个完全的智慧。
And the Bible tells us that because his will is perfect.
所以他无所不知。
That he can, because he's all wisdom, he can do all things.
我们在地上的行为
，how we live our lives，
他完全知道。
He knows every detail.
你所说的每一句话，他都知道。
Every word that we speak, he already knows.
圣经甚至告诉我们说呢，连你心思意念中所想的，他都知道。
The Bible even says that every thought that we have, the Lord already knows.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天我们来到这位充满智慧的神跟前。
So when we come before this omniscient, all-wise God，
基督徒最好是完全的敞开，没有任何的隐瞒。
That the best thing for us Christians to do is to open us up completely, that nothing is hidden.
你越坦诚在主的跟前
，The more we try to hide things from God，
你就越能得到他的拯救。
Then the more we expose all of our inward, all of our things, the more we will be saved by him.
我们不要以为说，哎呀，这件事情呢隐藏在我心里，别人不知道，那么呢就没有人知道。
So we can't think that I have this secret that's hidden in my heart that no one else knows, that and it I'll keep it a secret.
不要忘记，别人可以不知道，神完全知道。
Don't forget that other people may not know, but God knows every detail.
所以这是很重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
所以圣经提醒我们呢，不要在暗中行事啊，那么呢，有许多事情，那么以为神不知道。
So the reminder is that we should not act and move in darkness, thinking that it's hidden, because our God knows everything.
并且呢，圣经最奇妙的事情是什么呢
？And the most amazing thing in the Bible.
他告诉我们神的这个智慧啊，这个完全的智慧啊。
Is that it tells us that with God's wisdom,
他可以完全记住
He can remember all things.
你在地上讲了一句闲话，他都记住
Even a word of gossip that you speak in this world.
但是这个智慧呢，也可以完全忘记
But with his wisdom, he can also completely forget this.
这是一个福音啊。
And this is the gospel of the
good. 所以圣经告诉我们，只要我们承认自己的罪，是儿子的血把我们洗净之后。
And as long as we are able to confess and repent of our sins, and the precious blood of Jesus washes us clean,
神就完全可以忘记。
That God can completely forget our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在这位完全智慧的神跟前
，So before this this omniscient God,
我们最好呢活得非常的坦然，一切事都敞开。
That we should live openly before the Lord, that there's no hidden dark secrets in our life.
所以你作为神的仆人
，So as a servant of God,
你要做一个好仆人
，You want to be a good servant.
你一定要明白神的智慧。
And we have to recognize, that we are before an omniscient God.
实在来说
and truthfully speaking,
神不需要我们用我们天然的智慧聪明来服侍他。
God does not need our natural wisdom and talents to serve him.
神不需要这样的仆人。
God does not need a servant like this.
啊，我们看见摩西是一个非常有智慧的人。
We can see that Moses was one who was very gifted and talented.
他受过非常好的教育。
He was well educated.
他的知识也丰富。
And he was wise.
但是他以为用这样的可以侍奉神，神不能用他。
And he thought he could be used by God using this, and God
结果呢
did not use him.
我们看神就把他带到旷野。
So we can see that God led him into the wilderness.
40年过后啊，这个摩西变成了一个连说话都讲不清楚的人。
After spending 40 years in the wilderness, Moses became a man who had no eloquence.
但是神这个时候确实可以用他。
But yet now God could use him.
所以我们后来看见摩西所写的摩西五经。
So we can see that when Moses wrote the Pentateuch,
我们知道那里面一点人的智慧都没有。
There was no wisdom of man involved.
这是完全是神给他的智慧。
This was completely wisdom given from God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天也许你很聪明。
Today you may be smart.
但请我们记得
But please remember,
我们不能用我们的聪明来侍奉神。
We can't use our smartness to serve
God. 我们的智慧跟神的智慧比起来那是差的太多。
Our wisdom cannot be compared to God's wisdom.
历史证明一件事情。
And history will state one fact.
我们人常常用我们的智慧来改变神的计划。
We often use our wisdom to try to change the plan.
破坏神的规定。
And then we destroy the will of God.
结果我们在侍奉上犯了重大的错误。
And in our service, we commit this tremendous error.
所以如果是你这样来侍奉神
So if you serve God like this,
那么你不会是一个好仆人
Then you will never be a good servant.
你必须认识你的主人是多么有智慧的
We have to first recognize that our master is so wise.
那么弟兄姊妹们我们知道因着神的这个智慧
And brothers and sisters, because of the wisdom of God,
他是整个宇宙里面一切知识的来源
And he is the source of all wisdom in this universe.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
那我们知道在天然界里面 充满了知识。
We know that in this natural world, there, it's full of knowledge.
我们能感觉到我们所生活的这个地上每一样东西里面都拥有知识。
In this physical world that we live in, everything is full of knowledge.
但是呢，我们蒙恩得救之后啊，
But after we are born again and saved,
我们知道在属灵的世界里面有另外的知识。
We know that in the spiritual realm, there is another, knowledge.
这个跟天然界是不一样。
And this knowledge is different than the natural knowledge.
所以圣经提醒我们。
So the Bible reminds us.
不要用天然的智慧去认识神。
That we should not use our natural knowledge to try to know God.
你所得到的那个知识都是地上的。
All the knowledge that we have attained is of the world.
今天我们要得到属灵界里面的知识。
Today, what we need to gain is spiritual knowledge.
需要神的启示。
And we need the revelation of
Jesus. 所以神能够启示我们，叫我们能明白属灵的这些知识。
And may the Lord reveal these this spiritual knowledge to us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
人的智慧实在是太有限。
The knowledge and wisdom of man is so limited.
所以当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
So when we are saved,
神把基督赐给了我们。
God has given us Jesus Christ.
我们有了一个新的生命。
We have this new life.
这个生命里面呢，它就拥有神奥秘的智慧。
And in this life, it contains the perfect wisdom of God.
这是神给我们的。
This is a gift from God.
保罗在哥林多前书第二章就告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he tells us.
天然的智慧是没有办法明白属灵的事情的。
That this natural knowledge that we have cannot be used to comprehend the knowledge of God.
神把他自己奥秘的智慧赐给我们。
But God has given us his own wisdom.
那么我们用这个智慧呢，就可以明白神的事情。
And through the mysteries of his knowledge and wisdom, we can understand him.
那么也许有人会问啊。
Yet, perhaps some people may ask.
我们天然的智慧也是从神来的。
Our natural, wisdom is also from God.
这个那么神把这个智慧给我们做什么用呢？
So what purpose is this wisdom that God has given us?
我们知道当初神在亚当里面吹了一口气。
You know that when God created Adam, he breathed into his nostrils.
亚当成了一个活的魂 ,living soul.
And Adam became a living soul.
他就因此开始有了天然的智慧。
And he had natural wisdom.
我们知道神把这个天然的智慧给我们。
God has given us natural wisdom.
其实是为着我们在地上的生活用。
So that we can live practically.
啊，那么你读书你需要这个智慧。
Studying in school, you need this natural wisdom.
啊，你做事你需要这个智慧。
In your job and career, you need this natural
wisdom. 你管理一切事物，你需要这个智慧。
Take care of responsibilities, you need this natural wisdom.
所以这个智慧呢，只是为着我们在地上的生活来用。
This natural wisdom is to be used for our basic, survival.
如果你把这个智慧用到属灵的事上去了，
If we use this natural wisdom into spiritual wisdom,
那是不通的。
They're not compatible.
所以难怪你看见世界上有很多聪明的人，很多哲学家、科学家，有智慧的人不认识神。
So you can see a lot of scientists and these scholars today in the world, they don't know God.
因为这个智慧呢，是受限制的。
Because this natural wisdom has great limitations.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们要作为神的好仆人。
Today, in order for us to be good servants,
我们必须认识我们的主人，他的智慧是无穷的。
We have to understand that our master has a perfect wisdom.
不需要你替他出主意。
And he doesn't need us to give him advice.
你按照神给你那个奥秘的智慧，你来认识神。
And from whatever wisdom that God has given to us, we use that wisdom to know Him.
用那个智慧来侍奉神。
We use His wisdom to serve Him.
用那个智慧来治理神的家。
We use His wisdom to take care of the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道我们的神是全智的神。
We have to know that our God is an omniscient God.
所以特别在 神的旨意上面啊。
Especially regarding the will of God.
我们要非常的谨慎。
We need to be careful.
千万不要用错了智慧。
That we would not use the wrong wisdom that we have.
你那样不仅毁坏神的旨意。
Not only will you destroy the will of God.
你无法作为一个好的仆人。
You will never become a good servant.
所以呢一个人要侍奉神。
So in order for one to serve God,
必须要认识他的主人。
We have to recognize our master.
这件事情呢关乎到我们在地上的侍奉。
And this pertains to our service to him in this world.
所以保罗蒙恩得救之后。
So after the apostle Paul was saved.
我们看见保罗是一个非常聪明的人。
We can see that Paul was a very smart individual.
但是保罗知道他天然的智慧是没有办法明白属灵的事情。
But he knew that his natural wisdom, could not, allow him to know
the wisdom of God. 所以他用了神奥秘的智慧。
So he used the mysterious wisdom of God.
那么写了十三封书信。
To write the 13 epistles.
我们知道这每一封书信都出自神的智慧。
And we know that in all 13 of these letters, it was full of the wisdom of God.
所以保罗就说对我自己来讲没有可夸的。
And so Paul would say, for me, there's nothing to boast.
因为这个智慧是从神来。
Because this wisdom is from the Lord.
那么神把这个智慧赐给人。
And God has given this wisdom to man.
他赐给约翰。
He gave this to John.
所以约翰可以写约翰福音。
So John could write the Gospel of John.
可以写启示录。
He could write the Book of Revelation.
他把这个约翰这个智慧给彼得。
He gave his wisdom to Peter.
彼得就可以写彼得前后书。
That Peter could write 1st and 2nd Peter.
愿主使我们能明白这些事情。
May God allow us to recognize this.
叫我们在侍奉上不犯错误。
That in our service we would not commit wrong.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他何等的爱我们。
He truly loves us.
他愿意用我们。
He's willing to use us.
但是他也愿意把他的智慧赐给我们。
But he's also willing to give us his wisdom.
所以我想圣经中关于这方面的启示是非常清楚的。
And in the Bible regarding his wisdom, it's very clear.
我们因为时间的缘故我们无法把它讲得更详尽。
And because of the limitation of time, we're not able to go into it in more detail.
但是我相信弟兄姊妹们我所讲的你们都明白。
But I trust that brothers and sisters, everything that I've spoken of here, you can understand.
我们在地上还有不多的日子跟随主。
And we don't have much time in this world to follow the
Lord. 但愿圣灵在我们里面开启我们。
But may the Holy Spirit open up our eyes,
能更多认识我们的主人。
That we can recognize our master more.
他不仅是全智的神。
He not only is an all-wise God.
那么圣经也告诉我们他是全能的神。
But he is also an omnipotent God, an all-powerful God.
我们主人的能力是我们无法想象的大。
And his power is something that we can't comprehend.
你看从神所创造的万物里面。
So in the creation of the universe.
我们都知道在这个宇宙中蕴藏着非常大的能量。
We can see that there was much power that went into the creation of.
这个能力是我们难以想象的。
And this power is something that we can't imagine.
现在呢我们有一点点的天文知识。
Today we have a little bit of knowledge from science.
那我们都知道所有的物质所有的星球都是悬浮在太空中间。
And we can see that all of the galaxy is all in space.
Outer space.
In outer space.
啊它是悬空的是挂在空中的。
That all of the planets and the stars are in space.
这个到今天科学家难以想象。这个宇宙中有多大的能量，我们知道地球是小的不能再小。
And this is still something that puzzles scientists and astronomers and to see how small the Earth is.
但是我们都知道今天地球 是悬空的，是挂在空中的。
But today we know that the earth is just one of the planets that are in outer space.
是什么能力托住它的呢？
And what kind of power holds it in space?
是神的能力托住它的。
It is by the power of God.
所以呢，大卫啊，在他幼年牧羊的时候，他就懂得这个道理。
So David, in his early age years as just a young shepherd,
诗篇第八篇告诉我们。
Psalm 8 reminds us.
他说神用他的指头创造了这个天地。
That God used his fingers to create the heavens.
把星球呢，那么陈设在那里。
That he created the heavens with his fingers.
所以因此他就感叹说。人算什么？世人算什么
？And it caused him to have the feeling that what is man? What does man count for?
所以你从神所创造的这个万有的里面啊
，So in all of creation，
你已经能知道神的能力是多么的浩大。
We can sense how powerful God is，
并且圣经告诉我们，他不仅创造宇宙万有。他也可以有能力管住整个宇宙的万有。
Not only does God have the power to create the universe, He has the power to control it.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，神可以开红海。
And so the Bible tells us that He's able to part the Red Sea.
神可以叫地球停住。
He can cause the earth to stop turning.
甚至神可以叫在西西家王年间地球倒转十度。Hezekiah.
Oh.
King Hezekiah.
In King Hezekiah's time, he could cause
the earth
to turn backwards.
10 degrees.
Backwards by 10 degrees.
啊，那么你就看见主耶稣可以在海面上行走。
And you could see that Jesus was able to walk on water.
他可以叫风和浪都平静。
And he can control the wind and the seas.
这些都是说明了。神是全能的神。
And this all points to the fact that he is an all-powerful God.
当然在他的创造中我们感觉到他的这个伟大的能力。
In all of creation, we can sense his power.
啊，无比的能力。
His power that cannot be compared to.
那么他的能力更显在他恢复的工作上。
And his power is much more manifested in his work of recovery.
他不仅能创造，他可以恢复。
Not only this can he create, but he can also recover.
啊，我们知道人堕落之后啊。
We know that after the fall of man.
那么人被罪恶玷污。
That man fell to sin.
整个受造堕落。
All of creation fell.
那是一个可怕的东西。
What a terrifying situation.
但是神今天可以改变我们。
But yet today he can do his work of changing.
他可以归正我们。
He can restore us.
我们都知道我们这个人堕落之后呢，人很难办的。
We know that after man has fallen, we have become very difficult.
要我们改变。
In order for us to change.
要我们归正是多么困难的一件事。
In order for us to be restored, it's a difficult thing.
你看我们蒙恩了这么多年。
You see how we've been saved for so many years.
我们到底改变多少呢？
How much change have we seen?
我们归正多少呢？
How much restoration has there been in our
lives? 这所有的改变归正都是神的大能。
All of this change and restoration in our lives are by the power of God.
所以在腓立比书第三章里面告诉我们。
So in Philippians chapter 3 it reminds us.
他能够按照他的大能来改变我们。
He uses his power to transform.
甚至有一天我们的身体都改变像他一样。
That one day even our physical body will be transformed into his glory.
我想在侍奉中啊。
In service.
那么和在家庭的生活里。
In our daily family life.
我们做父母的人都知道要改变孩子多困难。
We know that as a parent, in order to change our kids is quite difficult.
很多做父母的人常常是为着孩子啊很忧心。感觉很难过。
And many times as parents, we are frustrated and in despair because, it's difficult for us to change our kids.
很多服侍青少年的弟兄姊妹告诉我们，哎呀，服侍他们多困难。
And many of those who serve the youth will say, oh, it's so difficult to change their hearts.
其实服侍整个教会都很困难。
And in reality, in serving the whole church is very difficult.
你碰到了人的问题，你就知道那个多么困难的事情。
As soon as we touch the issues of man, it becomes so difficult.
我们有什么能力能够改变别人呢？
What kind of power do we have to cause change and
transformation? 我们连改变自己都改不了，对不对？
We can't even change ourselves.
你怎么可能去改变别人呢？
How can we change someone else?
但是感谢神，神把服侍的这个恩典给我们。
But thank God that He has given us the gift of service.
他也在我们身上做改变的工作。
And He is also doing the work of transformation in us. God has power.
那么他能改变我们。
He can change it.
并且圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
到有一天我们要被他改变的完完全全的。
Until one day we are completely transformed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们真是满心感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
他是全能的神。
He is an all-powerful God.
并且他把他的能力不仅彰显于天。
That his power was not only manifested in the creation of the heavens.
希伯来书说他用他全能的命力托住整个万有。
But he, in the book of Hebrews it says he uses his power to uphold all of the creation.
今天他也用他的能力在我们身上做改变的工作。
And today he uses that same power to do the work of transformation and changing in our lives.
并且我们看见了，因为神爱我们的缘故。
And not only do we see this, but because of His love for us.
虽然他有这么大的能力。
That even though He has this great power.
但是他却用无限的忍耐。
But He uses this unimaginable patience.
那么一点一点的在我们身上做改变的工作。
That little by little He makes this change.
有很多人希望神呢把大能力弄到我们身上。
Sometimes we wish that God would use His great power upon us.
我可以说我们承受不了这个大能力一来你就死掉了。
And I would say that if we can't tolerate His great power, if His great power all of a sudden came on upon us at once, we would be destroyed.
所以这位全能的神。
So this, omnipotent God.
在我们身上呢用他的能力说他是非常的谨慎一点一点的。
But yet when he uses his all-powerful hands upon us, he uses it gently, and little by little he changes us.
所以这也是我们侍奉的原则。
And this should be our principle in service.
我们都希望服侍人呢一下就把他改变啊。
We all feel that those who serve that,we make a great change all at once.
我们带领儿女希望他一下就改变。
As we raise our kids, we hope that at once they would completely change.
但愿我们能像神一样。
But may we be like God.
用忍耐的心。
With a patient heart.
一点一点的做改变。
Little by little, we gently cause change.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里告诉我们。
This tells us,
神的工作只有神自己能做。
The work of God can only be done by God himself.
没有人有这个能力。
No one else has this power to do it.
那么要我们来做他的工。
In order for us to do his work,
我们的能力是何等的有限。
Our power is extremely limited.
我们的能力还胜不过撒旦。
And our power doesn't even exceed Satan's power.
我们知道只有主能胜过仇敌。
We know that only God can overpower Satan.
只有他是无比的强壮。
Only he is the one who has power that can accomplish everything.
我们连一点点的试探引诱啊，连一点点的外面的这事我们都胜不过的。
We can't even stand when a little bit of temptation comes our way.
所以我们作为神的仆人。
So as a servant of God,
我们要真真实实的明白神的工作只有神自己能做。
We have to understand that only God's work can be done by His power.
有的时候他借着人在地上彰显一些神迹。
Sometimes He uses His power on man to perform some miracles.
我们知道那是神做的。
We know that it is actually God who
不是你有能力。
Not you or I.
你看摩西可以为神做大工。
You see, Moses can do great works for God.
那些工作摩西能做吗？
Can Moses really do that with his own
power? 没有一样事物摩西能做的。
There's nothing that Moses can do.
那么神使用他。
But God used him.
他就有能力。
Then he had power.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank God.
他无所不能。
He is a God who can do everything.
所以他向自己的工作负责任。
And he is responsible for his own work.
所以保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们。
So in the book of Romans, it tells us.
对我们来讲。
To us.
从始至终都是恩典。
It is from grace until grace.
Yeah. 是恩上加恩的。
And grace upon grace.
那么就说明什么？完全是他为我们做的。
And this means that.He is doing everything for us.
恩典的意思就是他为我们来做一切。
Grace means that he will do all the work.
所以我们知道今天神让我们能够服侍他。
And so today we have to recognize that God allows us to work with him.
我们最好呢能早早认识自己是无能的。
And we have to quickly realize that we cannot do anything.
这样就让我们能够更多的学会来依靠他。
Then it will allow us to realize that we need to rely on him completely.
所以这位全能的神。
So this omnipotent God.
非常奇妙的，他愿意用我们这些非常软弱的人。
It's mysterious and amazing that he wants to use weak, useless people.
所以这里有另外一个重要的原则。
And here we have another important principle.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is an omnipotent God.
所以只有他能用无用的人。
Only he can use useless, powerless people.
你看旧约圣经那些神的仆人。
You can see in the Old Testament the servants of God.
新约时代那些仆人。
And the servants of God in the New Testament.
有很多都是非常非常软弱的。
You can see that all of these were very weak people.
但是当神把他们握在手中的时候
so, as soon as God uses them,
他们就为神做了很多大事情。
They were able to do great, powerful things for God.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
这些人
these individuals,
他们认识主人的全能。
They recognize the power of God.
他们愿意把自己交在主人手中。
And they were willing to offer themselves into the hands of this powerful God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天在这个世界中
today in this world,
只有我们的神是无所不能的。
Only our God is the one who is able.
没有任何人是无所不能的。
No one else.Is able to do anything.
所以我们要学会更多依靠神。
So may we learn to rely on the Lord more.
不要依靠自己。
That we would not rely on ourselves.
我们常常发现呢，神的儿女们呢，就是对外面的事物人的依赖太多了。
And we realize that we, man relies on our circumstances and other people too much.
我们不知道里面有这么伟大、有能力的神。
And we don't realize that within us we have an all-powerful God.
所以在侍奉上面
So in service,
你知道怎样依靠神的能力
If we can learn how to trust in the power of God,
那么你的侍奉就能彰显这个能力
Then our service will display the power of God.
所以千万不要有一个感觉我们能做什么
So never have this feeling that we are able to do
我们是无能的
We cannot do anything.
所以呢有一件事情我们需要提醒。
So one thing we need to be reminded of.
在侍奉神的事上。
When we serve God.
神不需要你的帮助。
God does not need our help.
神从来不需要我们帮助。
God never needs our help.
有时候我们很愚昧啊。
Sometimes we are very foolish.
我们看见在地上的众教会。
We see all the churches in the world.
看教会的历史。
And we see the history of the church.
多少人就想来帮助神。
So many people have wanted to help God.
他们以为可以动员神的百姓。
They feel like they can move God's people.
他们可以用什么样的能力来侍奉神。
That they could use some power within themselves to serve God.
弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
神无需我们来帮助他。
God does not need us to help him.
那么重要的是什么呢?
The important thing is.
我们认识他的无限的能力。
We understand and recognize his limitless power.
所以英文世界称他为 Almighty God.
So he is in English the Almighty God.
那么呢神在我们身上呢神只要用我们什么做他的一个器皿。
So what do we need to do? We need to just be a simple vessel that God can use.
所以保罗蒙召的时候。
So when the Apostle Paul was called.
主对亚拿尼亚说。
Paul said to Ananias.
主对亚拿尼亚说。
Oh, God said to Ananias.
他说 指着保罗说他是我所拣选的器皿。
He said that God said to Ananias that Paul was simply his chosen vessel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只不过是主手中的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, we are simply vessels in God's hands.
让他来用。
Allow him to use us.
不管这个器皿大或小。
Whether the vessel is small or large,
只要神能用就可以。
As long as we can be used by God, that's enough.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以我常常讲。
I frequently mention.
作为一个器皿。
As a vessel.
我们应该是被动的。
We should be, very passive.
你像我今天喝水拿着这个器皿。
For example, this cup that I'm holding in my hand.
它不会自己跑到我面前来的。
This cup doesn't come up to my lips on its own.
是我把它拿起来用的。
It's me controlling this cup and using it.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果有这个意念。
So brothers and sisters, if we have this recognition.
你就非常的蒙福。
Then we'll be blessed tremendously.
我真是感谢我的主。
I truly thank my God.
我常常感觉我只不过是一个微小无用的一个器皿。
I often feel that I am just a small little vessel.
又不完全，又很败坏。
So imperfect and wicked.
但是主愿意用我。
But God is willing to use me.
我就愿意把自己交在主的手中。
But I'm willing to offer myself to him.
所以这么多年的侍奉过来了。
And all these years of service.
我愿意做主的器皿。
I'm willing to be God's vessel.
所以不管外面遇见的那个需要有多大。
And even regardless of the need outwardly.
又说聚会的人数众多。
Sometimes the congregation is large.
我只对主说主我是你的器皿。
I just say before the Lord, Lord, I'm just
the vessel. 是你要做工。
Lord, you are doing the work.
是你要说话。
It is you who is speaking.
不是我要做什么。
Not me.
我只希望呢我在你手中成为一个合用的器皿。
I just hope that in your hands I can be a useful vessel.
所以呢我们要做一个好仆人。
So we want to be the good servant.
我们认识自己的无能。
We need to recognize our own inability.
认识自己的无有。
We need to recognize our own
weaknesses. 我们还要学会弃绝我们的自己。
And we need to deny ourselves.
这样的话呢，你在神的手中就能够让他来用。
Then in the hands of God, we are useful.
所以我们看见圣经中很多故事。
So we see many stories in the Bible.
有的人被主用的非常的好。
There are many people, individuals who are used greatly by God.
有的人很固执，有的人很不容易被神用。
And yet some were also very stubborn and could not be used by
God. 你像雅各这样的人是不容易用。
And you could see like one like Jacob who was very stubborn and was hard to use by God.
你像约拿一样的，神用他不容易。Jonah.
Oh, Jonah. Like Jonah, he was a stubborn one and was difficult
in God's hands.
These are all reminders.
我们这个器皿需要改变。
That this vessel of ourselves, we need to change.
能够在神的手中成为合用的器皿。
We need to change so that God can be, we can be useful in God's
hands. 那么神就能借着我们彰显他的全能。
And then God can use us to display His power.
所以你要做一个好仆人。
So in order to be a good servant,
你必须认识主人的能力。
We have to recognize the ability and the power of our master.
我再说。
And I'll say again.
今天我们的主。
Today our God.
他盼望我们能成为好仆人。
He hopes that we would be His good servants.
让他欢迎我们。回到他的国度里。
That he would welcome us into his kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个时间已经是非常的短。
Our time is very short.
愿我们能听进主的话。
May we hear the words of God.
让我们能够认识我们的主人。
That we would recognize our master.
在他的面前做一个好仆人。
And before him, we would be good servants.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
你要做一个好仆人。
In order to be a good servant.
第一件事情你需要认识主人。
The first thing is we need to recognize our master.
我们从上次到今天我们讲了三个重要的点。
From last time until today, there are three important characteristics of the master.
那么当然还没有完，主若许可， 我们下面还要再继续讲几个点。
And there are many more characteristics, and if the Lord allows, we will talk about those next time.
现在我们知道我们的主人。
And now we know our master.
他是伟大的。
He is great.
他是全智的。
He is omniscient and all wise.
他也是全能的。
And he is omnipotent, the almighty one.
但愿圣灵开我们的眼睛
May the Spirit open up our eyes,
叫我们能够明白这些话语中的意义
that the Lord would open up our eyes and reveal the words that were spoken.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹
So I hope, brothers and sisters,
作为神的儿女
as children of God,
我们不仅能追求生命的成熟
That we would not only pursue after spiritual maturity, that we would truly gain the status of sonship, but that we can also be good servants. I hope that every brother and sister would be good servants of his. May we bow with some more prayer.
主啊我们真是满心的感谢你
Lord, we are truly thankful.
你不仅是说话的神
You not only are a God who speaks.
并且你的话怎样说事情也怎样成就
But when every time you speak, that's exactly how it will be accomplished.
所以愿你的话成就在我们身上
So may your words be upon us.
主啊在不多的日子的里面
That in the short time that we have.
让不仅生命上面有成长
That not only would we have maturity in life,
我们能认识你是我们的主人
and we would recognize that you are our master.
让我们因着认识你能够做一个好仆人
and through knowing you and recognizing you that we would be the good servant,
能够在你的手中被你来使用
that we could be useful in your hands.
主啊我们知道你的国度很快要降临
Lord, we know that your kingdom is coming.
但愿在这一点点的机会里面
that in this short time that we have,
你向我们众人施怜悯
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
我们都愿意把自己奉献在你的手中
that we would all be willing to offer ourselves into your hands.
主啊愿你荣耀你自己的圣名
Lord, may you glorify yourself.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在
We thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，那我想我们下面呢，很快的做一点的报告。
And we have a couple of quick announcements to make.
啊，那我们看见这个疫情还没有过去。
We see that this pandemic has not ended yet.
啊，有些国家还很严重。
And it has become quite serious in some other countries.
我想我们不仅为着美国的情况祷告
So not only should we pray for the situation in the United States
我们也请求弟兄姊妹为着印度祷告
We should pray for India
啊，印度现在情况也很严重
And the situation is quite dire
啊，当主行审判的时候
That as the Lord continues to judge
愿主以怜悯为念
That the Lord would have mercy
啊，也求主保守我们所有弟兄姊妹都能够隐藏在至高者的隐秘处。
Brothers and sisters, we would all be hidden in the shelter of the Almighty.
那么我们这个礼拜二有祷告聚会。
This coming Tuesday, we have prayer meeting.
请弟兄姊妹尽量参加祷告聚会。
And I encourage brothers and sisters to attend the meeting.
那么礼拜五人就有读经的聚会。
And Friday night, we will continue with Bible study.
请各组都好好的预备。
And may we have good preparation.
啊这要来的礼拜六
And this coming Saturday,
啊，东南区的聚会是照常的
The Southeast, Bible study will continue, as
那么我们另外有一个福音的聚会
And there's also, another gospel meeting,
啊，这是维刚夫妇两个人他们要服侍
and William and his wife will be sharing
请弟兄姊妹为着我们的弟兄姊妹们祷告
May we pray for our brother and sister.
也希望这个时候有更多还没信主的人能够快快信主。
That in these days, more people will come to believe in the Lord.
下个主日呢，我们有擘饼的聚会。
And next Sunday, we'll have breaking of bread.
那我们还有信息的聚会。
And the message meeting.
那信息聚会是柯云跟纪言 两个人要分享主的话语。
And next Sunday, we'll have two brothers, Qian and Yun Ke.
Ben Chang 跟世博两个人翻译。
And Ben Chang and 世博 will be translating.
请弟兄姊妹为着我们的弟兄们祷告。
May we keep our brothers in prayer.
好，我想今天早晨呢，这个聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here this morning.
再见。
Farewell.